to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. I'm very pleased to say in this special edition of Secure Freedom Radio, joined by Jack Cashel, a Renaissance man, really, if you think about it. His products in the book space, his products in the video space, his commentaries, magazine that he has executive edited, Ingram Magazine, all really important contributions to our understanding of what's happening in America these days and indeed elsewhere around the world. We're visiting with him at length about his new book, which sheds such important light on so many different pieces of the challenges we're facing in the Obama era, namely, You Lie, The Evasions, Omissions, Fabrications, Frauds, and Outright Falsehoods of Barack Obama. Jack, again, thank you for joining us for this lengthy conversation. Let's pick up on that point that you were just making about switching sides under this president and the implications of it for, among other things, bit of war that the president is now embarked upon against this outfit called the Islamic State.
Yeah, let's go back to Benghazi 2012. You know, we oust our ally, you know, such as he was, and in return for a totally unstable state in which Islamic terrorists have a foothold. And then throughout the campaign in 2012, Obama was running on his foreign policy. He had America believing that he, or certainly the people who listened to him, that he had decimated al-Qaeda and stabilized the Middle East.
Right.
And yet in Benghazi, so to preserve that illusion in Benghazi, we had to make believe there was no need for excess security. There was no need for a military presence. That Ambassador Stevens could go there and, you know, and he just had to survive until November and everything was cool. But he didn't survive till November. He survived until September 11th, 2012. September 11th should have been a trigger date, and we should have totally been on standby, ready for some action somewhere, and we weren't. And then we had a lie, this most egregious series of lies that came out of September 11th. First that, you know, about how and why Stevens was there and left unprotected, and then the whole fraudulent notion that it was a video maker's fault that Stevens died. You know, one of the shocking things is that Hillary Clinton, then Secretary of State, is talking to the families of the dead, the four Americans who were killed a day or two afterwards. And she says, I promise you this, we're going to get that guy. We're going to put that video maker in jail, right? Forget about the terrorists. We have an American citizen who makes, you know, a video that's no worse in terms of defamation than the Book of Mormon on Broadway is about Mormons, you know? And we put him in jail for 18 months.
Yeah, the only guy so far punished for this whole episode, in fact.
Yeah.
And Jack, you know, you really highlighted a key point. Hillary Clinton, of course, was an engine of much of this kind of misconduct by the president, and indeed specifically played a very influential role in trying to, as she put it at one point, use old-fashioned techniques of shaming and peer pressure to essentially impose Sharia blasphemy laws on Americans who, the last time I checked, had a constitutional right to freedom of expression. The president has been implicated in this as well, of course, and we're mostly hearing more of the dissembling about it, that, you know, we're free to say what we want, and yet this is a perfect example, as you say, of the alternative practice being applied.
You know, Cheryl Atkinson, in her new book, which I would totally recommend, Stonewall, she's leading CBS correspondent for 20 years, CBS had a totally damning clip taken in an interview with Obama in the Rose Garden the day after September 11th, in which he acknowledges that, you know, he did not say it was an act of terror in the Rose Garden. The presidency hinged on that second debate in which Candy Crowley tag-teamed with Obama to beat Mitt Romney. It was shameful. It was the most egregious exercise of media malpractice in real time I've ever seen. Atkinson goes into the background on that. CBS could have blown that story out of the window the next day, and they suppressed the interview they had done with Obama the day after the Rose Garden speech.
Cheryl says it very explicitly that in her experience, that was a deliberate decision to withhold information from the public by the CBS Evening News or executive team, which, by the way, as I recall, has as its senior leader a guy directly related to Ben Rhodes in the White House, his brother, one of the top operatives, in fact, the communications guy at the National Security Council staff. I mean, this screams scandal, really, doesn't it, Jack?
David Rhodes is the president of CBS News. His brother, Ben Rhodes, was a deputy national security advisor who was responsible for the talking points.
Right.
And
which, among other things, said we need to protect the president from, you know, this impression that this was anything other than a video, right? Unbelievable. But I do want to talk a little bit about what you make of the president saying to the American people when he announced that he did actually have a strategy for dealing with ISIL, as he prefers to call it, or Islamic State group, having said the week before that he didn't have a strategy yet. What do you make of the fact that the president said, quote, the Islamic State is not Islamic, unquote?
You know, that is the epitome of the absurdity of our failure to speak truthfully about Islam in the world. We see this domestically where, you know, the Fort Hood massacre becomes workplace violence.
Right.
You know, the absolute failure, and Republicans have been guilty of this as well, I must say, of calling a spade a spade. You know, I mean, if you're chopping someone's head off in a name and you're saying Allah Akbar, chances are you're an Islamic terrorist. In Iraq, of course, was the need for the cosmetic need to appease the base to get all of American troops out of there. We have troops in Korea 60 years after, the pacification of Korea. And yet, well, we had to have them out in 6 months of Iraq. If we had left 30,000 troops in there, there would be no ISIS. You know, this wouldn't have happened. And now we're faced with a crisis of large order and a crisis of the most revolting kind that we've seen since World War II in terms of just their indifference to life and their just vile behavior towards women, towards Christians, towards children, towards any non-Islamic person they run across.
And Jack, in that vein, one of the other very untoward developments as a result of that reckless, irresponsible, I would say malfeasant decision to withdraw all American forces from Iraq has been the encouragement, not that it needed a whole lot of encouragement, but the encouragement as a practical matter of Iran to extend its sway into Iraq. And in fact, we've just learned that in a secret letter, the president basically was inviting, as part of the rapprochement that he seeks with Iran, to collaborate with the Iranians in taking on this Islamic State group. Tie this together with your larger thesis that what we're being fed is really a pack of lies and very harmful to our country and security.
You know, from the beginning of his life, really, I mean, because his parents and mother certainly were of the anti-colonialist mindset, and he was immersed in that from childhood. I mean, he's always swum in the shallow end of the pool, but that is the only worldview he knows. And in that worldview, the colonial powers are evil, and the colonial powers, and this includes the United States and Israel in that worldview, and that the others, despite the fact that they may be chopping the heads off children, are just expressing their outrage at having been oppressed all these years. That's the way he sees the world.
It is, and it's translating into help for our enemies, subverting our allies, and deceiving the American people, something, again, that you have chronicled handsomely, and I think in a very timely way. Jack, we have to leave it at that for the moment. I'm sorry to say, so much more to talk about. We'll look forward to continuing this conversation with you in the future, but in the meantime, congratulations on your new book, You Lie, The Evasions, Omissions, Fabrications, Frauds, and Outright Falsehoods of Barack Obama. Come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.